The Scarlet Thread. When we arrived in the Kingdom of Heaven, we walked along the familiar road, went through the now familiar gate, and entered the White Palace. We changed into the beautiful gowns of the kingdom. Then we went to the pond again. The pond. It is such a special, extraordinary place. Once more, I sang the songs of the Spirit and danced before the Lord. He simply sat on a rock and watched me enjoy myself. It seemed to please him to see me dancing and singing and praising God.
Do you like this place, my daughter?
Yes, my Lord, I said, smiling.
I will bring you here each time you come to heaven.
This announcement thrilled me for two reasons. I wanted to keep on coming back, and I loved this particular, extraordinary setting near the pond. It was an oasis from the cares of this world, a place of refreshing discovery and joy. I loved it here. Before long, we left the pond and walked to the white building where we changed to regular robes and flew down to the beach on earth. I wondered why he didn't show me anything new when he took me to heaven this time. We walked by the river where the tunnel is that I saw before, and I saw the river turn to blood. Jesus pointed out,
"This is my blood, the blood I shed for my children."
His words caused me to cry. I bowed my head and began to sob. The Lord touched my head and said,
"Don't cry, my daughter."
It was the pleading sadness in his voice that caused me to keep on weeping. He wanted his children to know he had willingly shed his blood for them, but so many failed to recognize this powerful provision in their lives. Again, the truth of Scripture echoed in my mind. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, John 1:11. I could tell that this fact caused pain and grief in my Lord's heart, and I felt so honored and thankful that he had chosen to share these feelings with me.
"I did everything for my children,"
he said.
"Even so, some of them do not believe, and even some who do not live by my words."
The hurt in my Lord's voice was very real. I remembered how he had once wept over the city of Jerusalem because the people there had forsaken him. I remembered how he had been saddened by the fact that his disciples did not understand him. He had really been bothered by the fact that some of them fell asleep instead of praying on the night of his betrayal. How it must have hurt him when Peter denied that he knew him, and how deeply he must have suffered when Judas Iscariot betrayed him. Yet every day, as he acknowledged to me, his children turn away from him, betray him, forget him, and lose sight of the power of his blood that he shed for them. I sensed the deep pain my master was feeling. Now I knew more than ever why my calling must be fulfilled. People, both saved and the lost, need to know the power of the blood of Jesus. They need to understand all that he accomplished for them at Calvary. The people of God, as well as people in the world, need to know that Jesus has made a way for them to overcome the world, darkness, evil, and all the works of the enemy. The blood of Jesus, a scarlet thread that weaves the entire Bible together, has made a way for them. They need to know that the truth of what Jesus said in Revelation is upon us even now. "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelation 3:10-13. Maranatha.